You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I talked about liquidity at the top of the show, and being deep in debt can be the opposite of being liquid. You're trapped, you can't get out. This week, we asked our community to think about debt. We've been collecting your stories on the street, on marketplaceweekend.org, and on Twitter, at MarketplaceWKND, about those debts that keep you up at night.
I have a lot of debt. My name is Jen Hitchcock. I don't feel like it was frivolous spending, but it just kind of happens, you know. You're behind 1 month, and then
my engine blew up on a car a month ago, so I had to put in a new engine and had to put it on a credit card. My name is Thomas. All right, what else you want to know about debt?
My name is Ale. In life, I always think you're always going to owe somebody or something out there, a business, a credit card. You're always going to have to pay something back. I think it's stressful, and, you know, they bug you to pay it, and you don't have the money, and that gets annoying.
I have a lot of debt. My name is Devin Davis. I'm 25, and I'm broke. I owe my mother $8,200. I owe $3,500 on one credit card and $2,900 on another credit card. I also have a $600 ticket, and I just got my car towed, so I had to pay $315 to get that out. I also have a $161 parking ticket that was on my car in the tow yard. And I also owe my best friends $90. So it's hard.
As many as 1 in 3 Americans with debt, about 77 million people, are so far behind on their payments that they've gone to collections. We've turned to David Lazarus for help. He's a consumer columnist for the LA Times. Hi, David.
Hi, Lizzie.
We just heard some stories about people's debt, and I was really struck by this figure that came out. 1 in 3 Americans with debt that has been placed in collections. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means one of several different options. For example, let's say you owe money for something you bought at a department store. The department store might have thrown in the towel and written it off as a default. They also might have thrown in the towel and written off the thing and then sold it to a debt buyer. Or they might be using an in-house or third-party collection agency to come after you and try and recover as much as they can. The bottom line, however, is you owe money, and if you don't pay, there will be severe financial consequences.
It also sounds like there are severe emotional and psychological consequences. I mean, the idea of debts that keep you up at night, that make you wonder about what you can spend on your children, your food, all of those things, debt feels like a weight.
Being indebted is like wearing shackles or like wearing one of those cartoon ball and chains. And that can be not just a financial obligation, but an emotional or intellectual obligation as well, because it's hanging over you. And it's coloring virtually every decision you're going to be making in your life, whether it is, shall I go out tonight? Or can I get some new clothes for the kid? Or am I going to have trouble paying the rent? And the fact that the consequences of not paying your debts can be so profound. For example, if your credit score takes a hammering, well, any future borrowing you're doing is going to be at a much higher interest rate if you can get the loan. And that, too, is going to have repercussions. Moreover, if you get a black mark on your credit score, it can take about 7 years to get that thing off. So this is one of those bad gifts that keeps giving.
I think a lot of people, if they are starting to get a collections call or scary bills coming through the mail, their gut instinct is to hide. Help us fight that.
It's true, because the debt collectors can be very aggressive, and these guys know what they're doing. They've tried every possible trick in the book, and they know what works and what doesn't. They know they're catching you at a very vulnerable point in your life. A key thing to remember for consumers is you have rights. It doesn't mean that you don't have obligations, but you have rights. Debt collectors, for example, are not allowed to harass or abuse you. And by that, I mean they can't call late at night. They can't call early in the morning. They can't make threats. And if you experience anything like that, you should report this collector toot sweet to the Federal Trade Commission. And then on top of that, many people might not know there is a statute of limitations for many forms of debt, including credit card debt. Now, it varies from state to state, but typically it runs anywhere from 3 years to 5 years, give or take. Now, once the statute of limitations passes, that doesn't mean the debt magically goes away and you've just won a game of beat the clock. What it means is they can still keep trying to collect. They can still mess with your credit file. They just can't take you to court. They can't sue you.
We've had listeners ask us, okay, how much do I pay off? How do I do this? Let's make a game plan. Your account is in collections. What do you do?
You know, I would say you want to be as aggressive as possible. Making just the minimum payment is never a smart idea. And I would agree with that, because if you make just minimum payments, especially for a credit card debt, it just means that your debt over the long haul is going to keep growing and growing. And the amount you'll ultimately have to pay out of pocket is going to be enormous, maybe 2 to 3 times what you would have paid had you paid things regularly or in full. But if you're like most people and you're not the most liquid person in the world, what you want to do is come up with how much money can I spare and not completely devastate my life. And if you're having a hard time doing this yourself, and many people do, there is no stigma attached to that. There are credit counselors out there. And I would recommend
for free.
Yes, for free. And I would recommend that you look for some nonprofit agency, some nonprofit group that is going to point you towards a licensed credit counselor in your neck of the woods and talk to somebody.
What if there's a mistake? Your debt went to collections, but you're like, hey, I paid this thing. Then what do you do?
What you need to do is, first of all, be patient, because these guys are going to make you jump through hoops. Second of all, be prepared to submit your case in writing to the debt collector, explaining why this debt has been paid off or why this debt isn't yours or why there's been some mistake. Make the case. And like I say, it has to be in writing. They want to have a paper trail. 9 times out of 10, especially if you're dealing with a debt buyer who's just bought the debt for pennies on the dollar and is looking to get anything, they'll walk away because you're not worth the trouble at that point.
What about if you did something a little less formal? Say you borrowed from a family member or a friend. What do you do then?
Well, now it's just all in the family. And in theory, they might be able to sue you if you're from that kind of family. On the other hand, this is just one of those reasons why you don't want to borrow money from loved ones, because ultimately it can lead to a really poisonous relationship if the money gets in the way, if you can't pay it back. So be very mindful of that. And, you know, it's like old Polonius said, neither a borrower or a lender be. Well, if somebody in the family comes to seeking some money, you might want to think twice before loaning it. I'm not saying go totally down the tough love road, but you might want to think twice.
David Lazarus is a consumer columnist for the LA Times. Thanks so much, David.
Always a pleasure.
For our next show, we want to know whether or not the Affordable Care Act has changed your life. Come tell us your story on MarketplaceWeekend.org or tweet us at MarketplaceWKND. We'll be talking about it all week online, and we'll feature some of your stories in next week's show.